الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. الحمد لله، we have the Hajj completed by hundreds of thousands of Muslims from all over the world. Hajj is a fariḍa and the great rukn from the arkan of Islam. And every year, with the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal, lots of people perform Hajj. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that it is obligatory upon the people who can go there. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Those who can travel, then for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is obligatory upon them to perform Hajj. Sometimes people ignore or their action indicates that they are ignoring. They do not say verbally that they do not care about the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, but their behavior is saying that they don't care. Allah Azza wa Jal has warned, a very clear warning. Whosoever disbelieves, Allah is not in need of the whole world. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. So the denial of Hajj is like denial of Islam. Or ignoring Hajj, not caring about Hajj, is almost like ignoring the fundamentals of Islam. Many people who went for Hajj this year, and also for the previous year, when we talk to them, they mention many stories, how they have to struggle now to register for the Hajj, to book for the Hajj, because now there is an online system which is very, you know, complicated. And also the cost of Hajj, unfortunately, has gone up. People are spending $15,000-$20,000 to go for Hajj. So if you have a family of 4 or 5, you're talking about $50,000-$60,000 at least. So sometimes people get depressed. When can I go? Or when will I be able to take my family for Hajj? So today, I thought I will just address this, that the door of Allah Azza wa Jal is open for everybody. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is vast. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. The rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jal is wasi', is wasi', is very wide. Allah Azza wa Jal, He accommodates everybody. People who have money, people who have no money, more money, less money. Those who can afford and those who cannot afford. Allah's door is open for everybody. Even people who have money. How many times can you do Hajj? There are very few people who can do Hajj every year. Right? The vast majority of the people are not able to perform Hajj every year. Although it is a great ibadah, but not many people are able to do that. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He is aware of our situation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal has opened many doors so that we can have the same thawab of Hajj, like those who are traveling. If we are sincere and if our intentions are khalis. For example, some Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they complained, Ya Rasulullah, we have some friends. They pray like we pray. They fast like we do. But they have money, so they give a lot of sadaqah, which we don't. They have wealth, so they buy slaves and they free slaves. Freeing slaves is a great act of virtue, because you are giving almost like a life to somebody. In the past, slavery was very common. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged people to free slaves. So those who were well off, they used to buy slaves and set them free. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they said that these, you know, brothers, mashallah, they can pray like everybody else, they can fast like everybody else. But on top of that, they give sadaqah, which we cannot. And also, they buy slaves and set them free. يُعْتِقُونَ وَلَا نُعْتِقْ. So how can we compete against them? We want to do, you know, as much as everybody else, and we want to have more thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comforted them and advised them that I can guide you towards something. If you do, you will have the thawab of Hajj and Umrah. This is the meaning of the hadith, not the words. Which is, after every salah, you say Subhanallah 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times. Allahu Akbar 33 times. Very simple and very easy. Subhanallah 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times. Allahu Akbar 33 times. It's very easy, but it can be done only with the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes things that are very easy, we don't do. Right? We think that it's very easy, and somehow it skips. How many people you see taking actually time after salah and sitting with patience and doing the tasbih? Sometimes people have, you know, like necessities. Somebody has to go to a dentist appointment, for example. Right? Sometimes people have commitments. That is understandable. But not everybody has commitment all the time after every single salah. After Fajr, you have nothing to do. Maghrib is nowadays quite late. Isha is also quite late. So there is no official engagement after Fajr or after Maghrib, after Isha. So how come people are in rush? As soon as the Imam says, Salaamu Alaikum, Salaamu Alaikum, half of the people are already out of the masjid. Right? Either we are not aware of this, or somehow we, you know, we are okay. We don't need extra thawab. We have already, mashallah, you know, enough in our account. Which is very strange. Right? Because on the day of judgment, we don't know the situation that we are going to face. Lots of people will bring lot of thawab. Lots of people will come with, you know, bags of hasanat, with loads of hasanat. But somehow, their hasanat will be, you know, weighed against their sayyiat, the sins. So they have to compensate for that. And especially if it is huququl ibad. Huququllah, Allah forgives. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. But huququl ibad is not easy. We have taken somebody's money. Khalas, inshallah, I'll give you. When will I give you? Well, if I am alive, I'll give you. Okay, what if you're not alive? Forgive me. I have heard people saying that. Ajib. People take whole ibad very light. If a person owes some money to somebody, his ruh will not ascend. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a janazah will be brought, before praying janazah, he would ask, does he owe any money to anybody? If they say no, you know, he's clear, he will pray. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if somebody says, well, he owes me this much money, or he owes some money to somebody, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, well, you pray, I'm not praying. Even Shaheed will be struck. A person who has given his life for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, when it comes to Huququl Ibad, it's a very serious business. So, on the day of judgment, people will bring hasanat, but somehow their sayyiat are also quite a lot. So, if they have taken somebody's money, if they have abused somebody, if they have backbited somebody, their hasanat will be taken and given it to them as compensation. So this person, although he has brought lot of thawab, unfortunately, it became empty. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal, He allowed these opportunities so that we have some backup. Hajj is there, alhamdulillah, once a year, no doubt. But after every salah, we have tasbih, tahmeed, and takbir 33 times. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that you can do this instead and you can have the thawab of Hajj and Umrah, they started doing that. Then those who were well off and those who were giving sadaqah and those who were freeing slaves, they have heard this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they also started doing the same. So now they are doing sadaqah and they are freeing slaves, and also they are doing tasbih and tahmeed and takbir after salah. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they mentioned this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَلِكَ فَضُلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah bestows upon whom He wishes. We hear all the time that if a person prays Fajr Salah and after Fajr Salah he sits and does tasbih until the sunrise, and after sunrise he prays Salah, that Salah will be equivalent of Hajj and Umrah. The thawab of the Salah after the sunrise is equivalent of Hajj and Umrah. Obviously, this does not mean that if we pray that salah, then we don't need to do Hajj and Umrah. Hajj and Umrah has many, many more benefits. But because Allah Azza wa Jal, He knows that people will need these hasanat on the Day of Judgment. On the Day of Judgment, people need a lot of hasanat. Because our sayyiat are quite a lot. We don't notice and we don't, you know, realize, but the sins are so many. And that's why we have two angels. We have a dedicated angel for writing the sins. So is he just jobless? He's not jobless. He's doing his job. Because we are committing sins day and night. We are committing sins without realizing. So because our sins are so many, Allah wants our hasanats to be so many as well. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He has open this opportunity. In fact, in some hadith it is mentioned that if a person walks to the masjid and his intention is nothing else except to gain ilm of deen, just by coming to the masjid and walking to the masjid with the intention of seeking ilm of the Quran and of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this person will have the thawab of Hajj and Umrah. That is very much possible for everybody, for anybody. If you want, you can do that every single day. Go to the masjid every single day. with the intention of learning one ayah. We are going to the masjid anyway, right? So why not also add the intention of seeking ilm? Especially if you already know that there is some sort of arrangement. Sometimes, you know, we have halaqat of ilm, sometimes we have muzakara, sometimes we have tafsir, we have dars of Quran, or dars of hadith, or something. So we can renew the intention that I'm going to the masjid so that I can seek ilm, ilm of deen. Walking to the masjid with the intention of seeking ilm is equivalent to Hajj and Umrah. Believe me, every day you can do that. Every day you can do that. In fact, every day you can have the thawab of multiple Umrah and multiple Hajj. Every day we can have the thawab of many, many Umrahs and many, many Hajj. Because after every Salah we can do Tasbih, right? After every Salah we can do Tahmid 33 times. After every Salah we can do Takbir 33 times. So that is already there. After Fajr Salah, if not every day, at least once a week, we can sit down after Fajr Salah until the sunrise and do the Tasbih. And then pray 2 rak'at, 4 rak'at. If not every day, at least once a week, we can walk to the masjid with the intention of seeking ilm. Believe me, this all adds up. This all, you know, becomes huge if we actually take time and think about it carefully. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in fact, some ulama have mentioned a'mal which are equivalent of Hajj and Umrah. Some ulama, they have gathered from a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a'mal which are equivalent in terms of thawab of Hajj and Umrah. And one of them is serving our parents. Serving the parents. If you have mom who is alive, if you have dad who is alive, you are one of the luckiest people on the planet. You have easy access to Jannah. If your parents are alive, you have very quick access to Jannah. Serving the parents is equivalent of jihad fi sabilillah. People who sacrifice their lives in order to defend their religion or defend their community. It's not easy. But somebody who is serving his parents will have the same thawab. Somebody who is serving his mom for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, not to get her pension, right? It's very unfortunate. People tell me stories which are unbelievable. Some people, they move out so that they can have independence and then live their life of freedom. But then they realize that the times are not good. Everything is becoming expensive. Rents are very high. Well, actually, it's better to go and stay with parents so that I can save some money. You're staying with parents. What is the intention? If the intention is to save money, well, you will have what you have intended for. But if the intention is to serve the parents, in Islam, that is equivalent of Hajj and Umrah. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.